We need a new God.
I know.
No, I'm serious. I'm serious. We need a new God. The old God isn't working anymore.
The old one never worked.
Some people think it did.
They were not looking at the world around them.
They weren't?
Not honestly. Not comprehensively. They were seeing only what they wanted to see. They were not seeing the cruelty and the fighting and the killing that was going on in God's name. They were not seeing the separation and the oppression and the fear and the utter dysfunction. Or worse yet, they were seeing it and they played into it. They used it as a means of controlling the people. In truth, the old God, yesterday's God, might have made individual lives work here and there, but that God was never able to create a just society or a joyful, harmonious civilization, to say nothing of a peaceful world. And that God can't do that even today. Even today, with all your awareness and sophisticated technology and marvelous miracles, you can't produce the simple, humble experience for which humanity has yearned from the beginning of time. You can't produce peace.
I know.
You can't produce lasting joy.
I know.
And the God in whom you believe can't either.
Why? Why? Why can't all the best efforts of humanity and all the help we've begged for and received from God produce this result?
Because the God in whom you believe isn't real. The God in whom you believe is a God you created out of thin air, having nothing to do with ultimate reality.
Well, there's a challenging thought. That's just about the greatest blasphemy.
All great truth begins as blasphemy. The time to challenge your most sacred beliefs is at hand. If you don't challenge your beliefs soon, your beliefs are going to challenge you. This dialogue is meant to be challenging. This dialogue is meant to save the world.
Will it?
That's up to the world.
Why? Why won't you do something to stop it?
Because you won't.
We can't. You can. You're God. You can do what humans cannot.
Your statement is inaccurate. I can, and you can, but I will not unless you do.
If you were half the God that humans think you are, you'd stop us from destroying ourselves, you know that? You'd make us do what's best for us.
Best by whose assessment? And us by whose definition?
By yours. By your assessment. By your definition. You would define what is meant by the term us. You would decide what is best for us, and then you would make what is best for us happen for all of us. That's what God is for.
Really? Is that what you think?
Well, most of humanity does. Most of humanity believes that God decides which humans are included in the word us. And then we form groups or clusters around what you've decided. And we call these groups and clusters religions or faiths. You, God, then assure us that you'll be bringing us back to you by telling us what is best for us. See how it works? Those humans who are not included in your definition of us will not return to you under any circumstances, nor will those who are included, if they do not do what is best for them. They'll be condemned. They'll suffer in the eternal fires of hell.
Is that what you believe? Is that how it is for you?
Not anymore. Not after experiencing and understanding all of my conversations with God, but it's still the belief of most of humanity. That's why I put it that way, because I've come to this dialogue now to speak for most of humanity.
You do? Why? Why are you doing that?
I want to ask the questions that I think most of humanity asks, to say the things that I hear most of humanity saying.
Why?
So that humanity's voice may be heard, so that humanity's experience may be enlarged, enhanced, expanded, even as mine has been. So that joy may abound and peace may prevail upon the earth, even as joy abounds and peace prevails in my soul when I'm in my highest place.
You want to give to humanity the gift that you have been given.
That's right, yes.
Why?
Because I want to continue to receive the gift I've been given. And the best way I know how to do that is to give it away.
How so?
Because giving transforms having into being. I can imagine myself as having creativity, but only through the giving of my creativity to others can I experience being creative. I can imagine myself having abundance, but only through the giving of my abundance to others can I experience being abundant. I can imagine myself having love, but only through the giving of my love to others can I experience myself as being love. See, giving transforms having into being, and the miracle of giving is that we're giving only to ourselves. This is always the case, and this is the great secret of life. It's the unfolded mystery of every spiritual tradition.